Hey guys, it is your girl Growls here, and I haven't done a questionnaire in like a really long time, and for some reason some of you guys enjoy listening to me talk for a really long time. Not judging. I don't get it. Okay, so I am judging a little bit. I should not be judging the people that like my voice. You guys are the best. The last time I did a questionnaire, I did it with Marbles and we ended up getting drunk. And usually I like to answer questionnaires stoned off my tits because I think it makes for better rambly answers and you get to experience a more honest version of me. But I have been on a break for that's too long. It's been a couple weeks. It's been a couple weeks. It hurts now. My bong is crying out from underneath my bed. When are you going to use me, mother? No, I'm just kidding. That's weird. Actually, oh my god. Yeah, if I took a hit off a bong, I'd probably die. But anyways, I'm gonna be doing Baby Petals Deflower Questionnaire. It's Petal Second Questionnaire. And I'm gonna put on some music, and I don't know what kind of music to put on, so we're gonna just go to Google Play real quick. And as evidence of my late night marijuana usage, Google Play has this like from your recents, and it's like it shows up like throughout the day, like, oh, you've listened to this during the day, or you've listened to this in the afternoon, or it looks like you're on the road and you've listened to this on the road or some shit like that. And from my recents, and this has been popping up every day for like the past 3 weeks, so you've listened to this at night, and it's The Life of Pablo, Kanye. And I really like listening to Ultralight Beam and like some of the sadder songs, like Real Friends. I like listening to Yeezy at night. And I'm just like, well, thank you for reminding me, Google Play. I'm not gonna be playing that today, though. Oh God, I'm sorry, I'm hooking up my fucking laptop. And I don't know what I'm gonna be playing. So it might actually just be Foster the People Radio, because I've been on like a real Foster the People kick. Like, it's crazy. I've also recently listened to this artist. Yes, I have, Google. Oh my God. You're so smart. Being fucking patronizing to fucking Google Play. Google Play didn't do anything to me. I love Google Play. All hail corporate. I, for one, welcome our Google overlords. Yeah, but I've been on like a real Foster the People kick for a while. What is it? I'll do anything for you. I just love that song so much. I love Foster the People a lot. Some very chill ass music. Oh God, I should try to. Ooh, I'm gonna try to move this. Okay, hold on. Oh no, it's because my phone is on my laptop. Cause I have been. I've noticed that there's like this weird like clicky noise every time I record. I don't know what it is, and I'm trying to fix that. So like I find that if I like just put my phone down and if I don't hold on to it, I don't hear the noise. So I like put my phone on top of this. It's a new bowl for one of my cacti, but I haven't put. I'm supposed to transplant it tomorrow. So anyway, let's start this. Okay, it's late, so you guys are probably just gonna hear me be like, oh, whatever. I'm not gonna answer this that well. Fuck it. So my voice is. What is it about my voice at night that I just lose the ability to give a fuck during the night, whatever. It's because I'm in sweats, that's why. Okay, and here lies the questions themselves. Oh God, don't do that thing. Don't do that, girls. Don't do that. Okay. What are your top three favorite foods? Okay. Mango, strawberries, and pad thai. I have the window open, so apologies for any fucking cars going by that you guys might hear, and I'm moving my phone closer to me. Oh my God. Hija de la gran puta madre, ¿qué chingados estás? Oh, you guys are getting, you're hearing me curse in Spanish because I'm frustrated that there's some asshole that decided to go past my window with a rickety fucking shopping cart. Motherfucker, why are you doing your grocery shopping this late? Go early. This neighborhood's shit. Don't be walking home at fucking 10 p.m. Oh, it's 11. Jesus. Oh. Okay. Now, if you went down on your partner, you guys can. Now you guys know how fucking easily annoyed I get at night. Oh, okay. Now, if you went down on your partner and their genitals tasted like any of the foods mentioned previously, would you be repulsed? Which flavor would be the least weird slash most bearable? I would not be repulsed. If I could find a dude whose dick tastes like mangoes, I would put a ring on it so goddamn fast. A cock ring. I'm funny. Not. Which flavor would be the least weird? I guess mango because I've had like I've tasted strawberry flavored loop before and it's just fucking gross. And I don't know, like if you could taste it, if you can make it taste like fresh, like optimal mango and optimal pata and optimal strawberries, if you can make it taste like any of those, I would like, I would not mind at the least. I would not mind at all, at the least. I don't mind at all. Like seriously, I would never stop sucking my partner's dick or eating them out if they tasted like pad thai or mangoes or fucking shrimp. God damn it, baby petal. Now I want a dude whose dick tastes like mango. Happy? Okay. Realistically, would you drink a cupful, 8 ounces, 240 milliliters of cum slash vaginal ejaculate in one sitting of someone you knew and were attracted to? Ooh, here's the thing. I really love. Okay. It's TMI, I guess. I guess it's TMI time. Yay! I'm a huge fan of swallowing, you know? Easy cleanup, it's just, it's hot. But, this is, these are my experiences. Most dudes don't know what they taste like, and because of that, they don't really know why it's like a big deal when I don't swallow. And it's like, cause your jizz kind of tastes nasty, dude. That's why. But I'm the first to admit if I'm like super attracted to someone, and you know if I know them, I'm willing to do much more than usual. So I'm gonna say yes. But water, guys, water. Don't smoke cigarettes either. If that's just does not make you taste good. I'm just gotta say that. Just gotta put that out there. Take care of yourselves. Love yourselves, guys. Please. Ladies, too. Water. No, just be good to yourselves. Be good to your body. I'm sorry if you guys don't like this music, but you can suck a dick because you're listening to me. You decided. You knew what you were getting into the second you fucking clicked on this. You're like, oh, growls. And her shitty-ass music taste. It's not shitty. I like it. I'm just really into, like, happy indie pop right now. Do, do, do. It's not even happy indie pop. I just like stuff that sounds like twinkly. That doesn't make any sense, but if anyone out there knows what I mean by twinkly, hit me up because you and I are totally best friends now. So yeah, I would totally drink a cupful of cum. I'm sure that's a sentence a bunch of you wanted to hear me say. Okay, what's in your shower? Your shampoo and soap and stuff. I'm sure you never get asked this, so I'd like to take the time to appreciate the products that you use to keep up your appearance. Oh, that is nice. This is actually the song is on my High Times playlist, aka I listen to this when I'm stoned. I actually play that playlist when I smoke with my friend. I haven't seen him in a bit. Oh, I should call him. What's in my shower? Okay, I have Deva Curl shampoo and conditioner because I got curly hair and I got like really into it for a cool minute. And it's almost out, so I haven't been using it that much. And right now, what I'm using is some cheap ass bitch. Also, because it works. Suave. What is it? Almond butter and shea butter, I think, or almond or something. I don't know. It smells good. It smells really good in the shampoo and conditioner. And I also, oh, it's not in my shower though, but I also use fucking, oh my god, what is it, styling milk or something? It's, oh, I forgot. I think it's by Shea Moisture. Oh, I don't know, but it's really good. It makes my hair smell really nice and makes it all curly and bouncy and not frizzy. Okay. What else do I have? Oh, I have a loofah in there. You know, the ones, the like, the ones that you make out of, the plant. And if you guys didn't know that loofahs are made from plants, or just essentially dried out plants, now you know. And then I have like a meshy type loofah. You guys know what I'm talking about? And I use both of them all the time. I don't feel clean if I don't like scrub the crap out of myself. And I have. What fucking soap do we have in the fucking bathroom now? Ay, Nisa. I'm not gonna get up and check either. But knowing the people I live with is probably crappy soap. And I have, what is it, Aveeno Lavender Chamomile Lang Lang, I think, body wash. And it's very, very chill and it's amazing. And I love it. Oh my god, this song. You guys, I have such a gross fucking crush on Alex Turner. Actually, I just have a thing for British dudes. And I just, even, I know most people don't think his accent's attractive. Oh my god. I cannot even with this man. I can't. He's just so. What someone told me the other day, like he's just so British looking, and I'm like, oh, but Oh, he's such a scrawny little fucker, but he's so fucking hot. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like something's in your teeth? Have some aces up your sleeve. Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep. Okay, I'm done. Alex Turner, you guys, I am hard eyes over Alex Turner. Sad to see. I've had sex to this album. Not good sex, but I've had sex to this album, and I think how good did the album it? I think that the fact that this album is amazing makes up for the lackluster sex, so that goes on, like, those are some of my treasured ho stoner host sex memories, you know? Ever thought of calling when you had a few? Cause I always do. Baby, I'm too busy being yours to fall for somebody new. Now I've thought it through, crawling back to you. So have you got the guts? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it's yours. Simmer down and pucker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp of trying to kiss you. And I don't know if you feel the same as I do. We could be together if you wanted to. I did not know that the drummer was doing the falsetto parts, and when I saw them do it, oh my god, they did it! They did it live on, like, some fucking show, and I saw it on YouTube, and I was like, oh my god, I'm done doing that. I got a little lightheaded. Okay, so would you see potential in a serious long-term relationship with a person with whom you have a 20-year age gap? Older or younger, it doesn't matter, given that the person is an adult. Ooh, I don't know. If I was like 20 and the other person was 40, I mean, I'd bang them enthusiastically. Gladly, do not get me wrong here. My vagina is equal opportunity. I'm very inclusive. My vagina is inclusive, you guys. Oh my god. There was legislation passed a couple years back that made me just inclusive. Go for it. I'm just kidding. Not younger, maybe not. I don't know. I just feel like there's too much of an age difference there. I don't know. My age buffer, like, for serious relationships, I guess, would be 15 years. But even my dumbass knows that me right now, as I am dating a fucking someone that's like 35, seriously, would not end well. 'Cause there's a lot of life experiences and shit that I need to, like, experience. I couldn't even think of the fucking word. I guess that's the fucking word I'm looking for. Oh, I'm so tired. I don't know. 15 is my buffer. Like, if I was like, I don't know. No, I don't think I could. Older? Oh god, no. I couldn't do that either. I love the Black Keys. The song was still overplayed, but it's still good. Yeah, we too high, you need to cut it! Okay, someone just went past the door. Went past the door. They went past my open window, like, blasting this song. No, why are you lying? Don't fuck up on me. Come on, internet. Don't do this to me. Internet, I spent so much time on you. Why are you like this? Why doesn't the internet like me, you guys? No. You can tell that I'm tired because I'm doing a lot more voices than usual. Y'all some loud ass motherfuckers, and you just feel the need to just race down this fucking street, huh? It's just something I fucking hate about my goddamn shit ass apartment. Anyway. I feel like I'd have to be like, I need a few more years under my belt before I could consider some like a relationship with someone that's like 15 years older than me. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'd see potential, but 20 years? No, 15, yeah. That's such an arbitrary. That's like such a weird line to draw on the sand too. It's like, it's only 5 years, girls. It's like, no, shut up. It's me. It's me and my things. Leave me alone. So, I mean, I'd see potential, but who knows? Who knows? I would see potential. It's true. Baby, I'm howling for you. Okay. You're inevitably committed to one person you're ridiculously attracted to, and you have to choose between romance or sex. Only love and cuddly stuff all the time, or only sexy sex stuff with that person. Which do you choose, and why? Ooh, can I choose to kill myself? Okay, here's the thing. I'm a really lovey, cuddly person, and I also have a really high libido. So, the last relationship I had, I would spend the weekend, and all we would do is just fuck. I mean, we would get food too, but it was just mostly fuck for 48 hours. So, and that's in total. That's my ideal way to spend a weekend. So, but I also really like lovey cuddly stuff, cause I'm a big old fucking sap. Sap, as in like cheesy ass bitch, because I know someone's gonna be like, sap like a sapling, cause it just make you a tree. Ooh. Actually, no, I know exactly who would say that. It's my new internet bestie. That's who. he's not my internet bestie. We're just friends. I don't know, but if he hears this and he's just like, we're not besties, you bitch. I don't know. So I choose to kill myself because I'd really rather not do one or the other. I wouldn't. I like sex. I like an MSC. I like all that good shit, you guys. I don't want to pick one or the other. Okay. Your partner offers you marijuana. Bitch. This is my question. Okay. Where's B? Aw, baby petal deleted her. Aw, I want to tell her that I love this questionnaire. But I hope that, like, I hope she knows. No, she knows. She knows. Okay, your partner. I haven't smoked, but I sound stoned anyways. Your partner offers you marijuana, saying that drug use can be a romantic activity. Are you down? Why or why not? Hell to the motherfucking yes! The last relationship I had, I wasn't that into weed, so I never really got the chance to smoke with them. But I really like smoking with dudes that I fuck. I don't know, mostly because, I don't know, or certain strains that get me like, whoo, like, oh, good fucking Christ, they turned me into, I'm trying to think of my favorite porn star, not Riley Reid, because I'd never be as good as she is. I love Riley Reid, though. She's adorable. She's amazing. I follow her on Instagram, and I love her. I love her and her fucking boyfriend and her goddamn lifestyle and everything. I just love her. Love her. Love her. Anyway. So, yeah, I think just getting stoned with, someone that you really, someone whose company you enjoy is just, it can be romantic, it can be nice, and if you're just, like, taking bong hits and watching, a series of unfortunate events on Netflix, that totally wasn't a plug, but you guys, I watched this earlier today. You guys need to fucking watch it. It's such a good show, and if you haven't read the books, it doesn't matter. Just go watch the show. It's so fucking, oh my god, it's so fucking, I need to get some weed soon. I need to get stoned this weekend, and I need to finish the rest of this goddamn season. And I need everything. I need the show to keep going because it was great. And I want season two now, and then I want season three immediately. Okay? I can wait a week for season three. I'm gonna hate this. I hate Netflix. They always do this to me. They make it so easy to binge watch. Okay, so yeah, I am down, more than down. I've been gravitating towards more straight-laced guys lately, though, so I don't think that's gonna happen anytime in my future. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I like sharing experiences, and I'm always like to Marbles. I'm like, bitch, I wish you were here because this is so fucking great. One day, one night, I couldn't sleep. Like, I stayed up all fucking night. I managed to see the sunrise, and it was just so beautiful. And watching the sun just peek over those mountains was I don't know. It was, I don't know how to pronounce this word. Ethereal? Ethereal? That's not what it is. I don't know. It was just so wonderful, and it just brought me so much peace, and I love sharing shit like that with people. I love sharing, except sexually. I'm a fucking greedy ass bitch. So, yeah. So I guess getting high would be romantic because I like sharing experiences. That didn't make any fucking sense. I hope you guys understand what I mean. I like feeling good, and I like to share my good feelings with other people. So yes, that's what I've been trying to say. I'm only on question 7 and it's 20 minutes in. You guys, settle in. Seriously, like, pause. Feel free to pause. Go get yourself some water. Get yourself a snack. Get real comfortable, because there's like 26 questions. Someone you admire gives you either $5,000 worth of material gifts. Cause I am a material girl. Material. Okay, I fucked that up. I'm sorry, Madonna, forgive me. Our Madonna, who arts in Hollywood, hallowed be thy name. Okay, something you actually really wanted, or $5,000 vacation to somewhere you really wanted to go, given that you were free at the time of vacation, which would be the better option for you. Well, as my impromptu horrible remix of Madonna's Material Girl has shown, I am a material girl. But, I don't actually get to, I actually haven't traveled ever. I think the farthest I've traveled was Death Valley, and I've never been out of state, so I would really very much appreciate the vacation. Like, I want to see the Grand Canyon, you guys. I live in the fucking US, and I've never seen the Grand Canyon, which I'm sure a bunch of people can say that, but it's just such bullshit. Like, there's so many fucking beautiful things in this country, and I haven't experienced all of them, and I'm going to. But it's so annoying. I want to see that. I want to experience the majesty from sea to shining sea, you motherfuckers. All right. What's next? God, I love the kook so much. Okay. If you're in a romantic relationship right now, does your partner know about your audios on GWA? If so, how did they react initially, and how do they feel about it now? If you're not in a relationship, holla right now. Would you still continue posting if you got involved in one? I know I'm getting sleepy because it's getting a little harder to read. Or I have to, like, strain my eyes a little bit. Oh, no, it's the fucking brightness on my fucking laptop is what it is. Okay. I'm getting sleepy. I can't read. No, dumbass. Because you can't. It's your fucking laptop dimmed. Anyway. Can still post if you got involved in one. Would you tell your partner about it? I'm not in a relationship. Which is why I laughed. Because I didn't think that was obvious enough. Yeah, I would still post if I got involved with them. Obviously, like, I'd tell them beforehand. Be like, hey, so this is a thing that I do that I really enjoy. And I'm going to keep doing it. So, pew pew. Finger guns, pew pew. Because that's how I deal. Finger guns. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't stop doing this. I don't want to stop doing this. I mean, unless someone decides to be, like, super creepy and dox me. And if you guys do that, you're going to ruin it for everyone. Because I don't back up my fucking audios. So, if I delete my SoundGasm profile, that's it. So, all the fucking shit that you guys have been listening to, it's gone. So, don't do that. Don't be a dick to me. Thank you. So, yeah, I'd tell my partner about it. Hopefully, they'd be down. Or they'd be okay with it. Oh, my friend messaged me, so I'm going to... Fucking dead. This bitch sent me a meme. A Tammy? I refuse to pronounce this bitch's name right. Tammy Lahiren? Laren? Whatever. Meme. Love this. Oh god, I'm dead. I'm gonna reply to that. I'm gonna reply to her because I'm sorry. Because she lives far away from me. And I like to reply. I love her so much. She's everything to me. She gives the best birthday gifts, too. Oh, my God. She's amazing. She's wonderful. So, yeah, I'd tell my partner about it. I mean, the only thing that would change is that I'm, like, a massive flirt with a lot of you. actually, probably everyone on here. And that would not happen if I was in a relationship. Because I wouldn't want to make my partner uncomfortable. So that's how you know when I get into a relationship. I'll be a lot less flirty. Okay, yay, another question. Question 10, are you fucking 25 minutes? Oh, good God. It's a good thing you guys like listen to me fucking just talk out of my ass. Are you more of a tea or coffee person? What is your favorite type / flavor of tea / coffee, and how do you like it prepared? If you're not fond of either, why? Why? And what is your favorite beverage? There was a night a couple months ago where I had to stay up like the entire night, and I drank coffee and I drank too much and I didn't eat that day, and I was like holding myself together. It was terrible. And ever since then I have like weaned myself off of coffee. And I recently I just had it was shit by any standards. It was a shit ass cup of coffee. I recently just had it, and I was like, I mean, I guess. Also, I don't drink coffee because I'm out of creamer right now, so I should probably get back on that. But I've been drinking black tea in the mornings for my caffeine fix. And for my tea, I used to put raw sugar in it because I'm a gross person. They have like little packets, so I'm not like dumping a whole fucking giant ass tablespoon into my tea. That's gross. But right now, I like to go ham. You know, because I'm gonna bring back ham. Hard as a motherfucker? I don't know. Well, I like to go really hard with my honey and my tea, so I like my tea sweetened as hell. So I'm sorry if anyone out there is listening to this and you're like, you're a disgusting person. I know, I'm very well aware, and you should know too if you listen to me, so. Oh, is this a remix? This is a gross-ass remix. MGMT, did you do this yourselves? That's why no one fucking likes you anymore. This is why you guys don't fucking perform well in public. I don't know. I've not heard very good things about MGMT. I'm just being a bitch. Don't listen to me, you guys. Skipping that. I don't want to thumbs down it either, so I'm just gonna take away the thumbs up. Okay, Broken Bells. Everything to me. Broken Bells, The Shins. Oh, I love music. Of course I did. I was a fucking music major for the better part of 2 years. Yeah, oh, coffee. Okay, if it's shitty instant coffee, I'm going to drown that bitch in a ridiculous amount of creamer. And I don't really like normal creamers, like hazelnut and vanilla. Mostly because my parents are super fond of that crap. And it just gets so boring after a while. So I like the seasonal crap. I wasn't a huge fan of pumpkin spice. I know, shocker of the century. Oh no! I fucking have that! Stretching. Oh, you stupid bitch. You should be doing your yoga more often. What happened to yoga every day, growls? What happened to that New Year's resolution? I haven't done yoga once this year. Oh, I gotta do it. I'm gonna do it before bed. Fuck that. Okay. It's 11:37. Jesus. Yeah, so if it's instant coffee, I'm gonna put a fuck ton of creamer in it. Like a gross amount of creamer. I really like peppermint mocha. Is that what it is? It's Coffee Mate. I really like Coffee Mate because it's like gluten and lactose free, and I'm lactose intolerant, and I really like having coffee without dying. So if it's instant coffee, I'm gonna drown it in so much fucking creamer. And if it's like the legit, you have to grind the beans coffee, I take it black. What type of beans do I like? For a cool minute, I was like just buying dark African roasts, but my friend who's like super into coffee, she's the best. She was just like, no, that just means that they roasted them for too long. Don't do it. And she helped me like decide on some new coffee, so we're going for lighter roasts this time. So yeah, dark roasts, but. My tastes are ever evolving. Imagine I threw glitter in the air when I said evolving. Okay. Where am I? 11. Okay. We all have people in our lives we care deeply for, philosophically speaking. What is it that makes it so hard to even think about never talking to or seeing these people ever again? Oh god, I started tearing up thinking about not talking to Marbles. Love her so much. Well, there are so many people in the world to form potential lasting relationships with. Why is it that most of us would choose our friends, family over large sums of money if given the choice to? Well, even if I had a lot of money, I wouldn't have my friends, you know? And it's, I mean, I guess you could apply, or what is it? I don't want to use the fucking sunk cost fallacy, is it? But I guess it is. It's just, we only have a little limited amount of time, and when you meet someone that you connect with, you don't want to feel like you wasted it. So I think that's why. But actually, about the family thing, you know what? Some of my extended family members, if you offered me $100, be like, I'll kill this bitch. I'll be like, okay, give me the money. I hate having a big family. So that's my two cents on that. And if the opportunity ever came to me, like, I will give you $1 billion to never talk to your best friend again, I think I would have to take it because she would hit me if I didn't. She'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? You're a billionaire. You don't have to do anything ever. But I would be texting her on the low. She'd be my secret. I'd be like sneaking away to get Starbucks with her or fucking or fucking getting Greek food. So yeah. 12. Are you a person who is very picky about organization with your paperwork? Do you use highlighters, pens, to color code, sticky notes, etc.? Whew, I was. Okay, right now, I'm currently going back I'm currently I'm not currently going back to school. My semester doesn't start for like another month. So I'm just kind of dicking around, and so I am very, very overprepared. I have highlighters, I have multiple notebooks, I have sticky notes all over the goddamn place. So I'm ready to hit the ground running, but normally not really. I'm not that organized with my paperwork. I'm sorry. Okay, 13. Again, loudest street. Why do you feel the need to fucking ride? Why do you feel the need to drive like 70 miles per hour through this main street? Like, there's a free. Oh my god, Seriously, this happens a lot. There's a lot of car crashes, literally right in front of my goddamn bedroom window. I mean, it's great because my windows look out into the street, so I can people watch when I'm stoned, because that's one of my creepier nighttime activities, I guess, just perched on my bed and just looking. I like thinking. I don't know. I always get hit by like this like almost overwhelming sense of saunter, and I just like to ride with it. Oh god, whoever's listening is probably gonna be like, my god, this bitch is so fucking stupid. Ugh, I don't know why I'm so self-deprecating today, or why I'm so mean to myself today. That's not okay, Growls. Come on, you're better than that. Oh, okay, 13. You're out at a party club slash dark place. Party slash club slash dark place. An excessive amount of loud people having fun, and someone behind you wraps their arms around you and starts kissing your neck. Turn around and see who it is, and it's someone I'm very, very attractive who you've never seen before. Do you confront them or reciprocate? I confront them. What the fuck, homie? You don't fucking know me. Meet me outside the motherfucking club. You fucking leave your creepy ass neck kisses out of here. Fuera. Get away from me. Oh my god, no. Even if they were hot as shit. Oh my god, Tom Hardy himself. Actually, no, Tom Hardy's not a good example because I would let him do anything to me. Literally anything. Tom Hardy, if you're listening, I know your wife's beautiful. But you have a. No, I was just kidding. I don't want to ruin Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's so pure. It's just that he loves dogs as much as I do. And that's. I love dudes that love dogs. Dudes that sing. Dudes that play the guitar. Dudes. I love dudes. That's how you know I'm sleepy because I'm talking about how much I love dudes. Yeah, confront them, dude. That's not cool. There's this dude went dancing with marbles a couple weeks ago. A week ago? A week ago? 2 weeks ago? I don't know. I don't know. Time has no meaning. Nothing matters. And we were dancing with like what appeared to be the only two straight men in a fucking gay club. I don't know why. I don't know why they decided to come. Jesus, whatever. You know, always tell a straight guy in the club because they don't know how to dress. And this sounds horrible, but I have on more than one occasion I have seen straight dudes wear sweaters to the club, and I'm like, I don't understand it. You're gonna get heat stroke, baby boy. Don't do this to yourself. And that's just my little theory. And yeah, and you know how you dance at clubs, there is a grind in. Oh my god, this is my ish, motherfucker. Foster the people, fuck it up. Seriously though, guys, Foster People. I have a list of songs if you guys want them that you guys should listen to. Do do do. Oh god, that one feels so nice. I can smell the cold. I have the window open because I know it's gonna get warmer soon. And I wanna suck the marrow out of like I wanna suck the marrow out of this weather. I wanna suck the weather dry apparently. Oh, I guess this song is pretty. Crying eyes makes me wanna surrender and wrap you in my arms. Oh, I guess coming of age is a good but is good background music for this next question. What's the story of your first kiss? If you haven't had your first kiss yet, what would be an ideal situation for you? Time, place, type, person. Okay. This would be your time to write a bombastic mini story about an event in your life that just might happen. Okay, so I was 16? Seven, I was 17. I was 17. I was a late bloomer, apparently. Feels like it's coming. It feels like a coming of age. This is. I love Foster People when I'm stoned. I love Foster People when I'm sober. Just love Foster People. Okay, 17. And it was this dude at my new high school. He was lame as shit. And he, like, lied to me about his age. Anyway, we were, like, hanging out at our local movie theaters because there's, like, restaurants and stuff. And he, like, got me a rose. And he kissed me. And it was terrible because he was terrible. Oh, and that dude, like, this dude was the worst. He, like, after 2 weeks. No, not even after 2 weeks. Like, oh god, I'm horrible. I left a hickey on him. I did. I'm so sorry. That's the only thing I apologize for. Nothing else. And his mom saw, and his mom was batshit because she literally came 2 days later, because it was like on a Friday. She came 2 days later and she fucking, like, and she was like causing a scene in the main office saying that she wanted the whore that did this to her son expelled or something. And I'm like, and I had like just gone into the front office and I was like, oh, she doesn't know it's me. All right, I'm gonna fucking go now. And that was the day that I thought I was gonna get stabbed by an overweight Salvadorian mother. So, you guys didn't need to hear that part. Okay, so 15. Which of the two is considered more arousing to you? A girl wearing your t-shirt, boy shorts, and a pair of knee-high socks, or a girl in black lacy lingerie with garter belt and stockings? If you're not attracted to girls and are attracted to guys, oh, you guys are gonna love this answer. Are you more into Don Draper-esque men, stern businessy suit and tie type men, or laid-back t-shirt and jeans type men? Okay, we're gonna start with the girls. Oh man, girls are just fucking magic, okay? Speaking as a woman, women are just fucking magical, and I am always constantly in awe of women. And what I just have so much goddamn love and appreciation for women. Actually, like a coming of age. Okay. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. So both of these are like so fucking good. Oh my god, but it's the t-shirts and the boy shorts and the knee-high socks. Knee socks is actually an Arctic Monkeys song off of AM. Super hot. Someone texted me. And yet club. Ah, what's up, Marbles? We about to fuck it up. What's up? Okay, well, I guess we're going clubbing tomorrow. Yes, last time we went, to everyone who I drunk messaged on Reddit, I'm going to apologize. But if I sent you something dirty, I'm not gonna apologize for that. Okay, I have to reply to her. Yes! I'm gonna be like, yes! Okay. Yes! I'm putting so many fucking A's. I'm gonna do the dancing emoji. Strip clubs and dollar bills. Look at my money. Oh my God, this song came up. That song came out in the club, and I was already pretty. I was like, was two drinks in. No, we pre-gamed at her house. I don't know how much we drank that night. That's not a lot. Definitely not a lot, not by our usual standards. Okay, I'm gonna tell you guys once. Her dog ran away, and like I came over after a date, and we finished off a bottle of rum between us, and it was a beautiful night. And the only reason that we didn't get more alcohol was because by the time we had finished it, we were already pretty fucking. We were already at a good buzz, and we were like, "Well, we can't fucking like we're not gonna take an Uber to fucking to get more liquor." That's we weren't that drunk. We weren't that type of drunk where it sounded like a good idea. But I just replied to her, "Yes," a little dancing emoji. So yeah, knee socks. Oh my God, I don't know. I like it when girls like are comfortable, and that's just like the ultimate. Also, I love knee socks. I have so many goddamn pairs. But black lacy lingerie, God, what did I do to deserve that? Like, if you're not attracted to girls, but I am, and I am attracted to guys too. So, are you more into Don Draper-esque men? Okay, here's the thing. I like dudes that can do both, and clearly, you know that I'm from California because I keep saying dudes unironically. I will never stop saying dude. You can pry my dudes out of my goddamn cold dead mouth, okay? So I would love to have a dude in my life, a man in my life. I gotta stop saying that. A man in my life that you know had to wear suits for work, and then they just come home and they just change into whatever jeans and shit. That'd be hot. Suits are like lingerie for men, like a well-fitted suit. Oh my fucking gosh, I just have such a fucking thing about suits. It's not even funny, like. The dude rolls up the sleeves on his dress shirt. It does something to me, and I cannot even think for a cool minute. I have to not look at their forearms. It's a problem. I love business dudes. I love t-shirt dudes. I love men and women so fucking much. So I wish I could give you a like a stern answer, but I can't. I'm sorry. Man, my Wi-Fi is being all shitty today, huh? Okay. Let's do another song. Fuck that. Fuck it up, yas! I say yas unironically too. I say a lot of things unironically. I'm sorry, you guys. What is it? Love it, yas. Okay, so I guess we're going dancing tomorrow. Oof. Yeah, okay. This is a good place to start. This is a good place to skip ahead. Would you share a main? This is where we always sleep bed with a partner you're beginning a new relationship with. Or would you choose to have separate rooms? Which and why? Beginning a new relationship? No, you can fuck off. I guess I would choose separate rooms. I'm sorry. It takes me a while to actually like sleep with someone, like sleep in the same bed with someone with like hookups. If like I sleep in the same bed, it's probably because I'm fucking exhausted and it's like late and I'm not gonna call an Uber yet. Also, I like morning sex, that's why. So, oh my God, I'm just the fucking worst bed hog, and it takes me a while to like get used to sleeping with someone. So, I don't know. I think once we pass like a month and a half or two, I'd sleep with them in the same bed. So that's just me and my weird shit. So no, I will not share. I'm sorry. I'm just such a massive bed hog. I have so many goddamn sheets and blankets. I have this whole system, and I also have dog beds on here because only the best for my fucking dogs, apparently. Even though most of the time I just shove them off when it's time to go to sleep, like the dog beds, not the dogs, and they end up crawling underneath the blankets. And so wonderful. I love them so much, even if they take up half the goddamn space in this goddamn bed. It's not a big bed, dickheads. It's a double. I don't know why you guys feel the need that this. I don't know why you guys feel the need to do this. I love you though. You look adorable. Oh, he's on top of the blanket. Okay, I covered him. Okay. There you go, baby. Are you okay? Hi, my love. Oh, my precioso. Boy, I love you so much. You're so cute and you're so soft and you're so wonderful. I love you. I love you. Okay. Well, enough of me. Whew. Enough of me love bombing my dog. So, you are having a one-night stand with someone or sex with a booty call / fuck buddy. Basically, someone you don't really care about. And when they come, they scream someone else's name. How'd you feel about it? I'd be a little offended. Like, dude, you can't even think about, like, you can't even focus on fucking, like, I'm fucking me that you have to shout someone else's name. I don't know. I'd be more than a smidge offended, but that's me. Ugh, God, I'd be annoyed. They scream. I think that's the real kicker. That's where I'd be like, no, fuck off. I'm never coming back here. Can you drink a full glass of whole dairy? Nope. Would you consider yourself more of a plant / nut milk beast person? Yeah, and that's kind of, like, by default. Like, I can't drink whole milk. I can't. I mean, maybe I could drink whole milk if I sat on the toilet while I drank it. And that's totally not an image you guys wanted to have of me, unless some of you guys are into that. No judgment. No judgment here. Judgment-free zone. Kink-free. I'm not gonna kink-shame you. So yeah, I'm kind of a more plant nut milk nut milk person. I really like almond milk. Soy is alright. What else? I haven't really tried anything other than that. My friends have been telling me to try hemp milk, so that's probably next on the list if I can ever make the fucking trek to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. But you one of those people who enjoys the smell of gasoline? So you run on gasoline. Oh, 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 I think there's a flaw in my code. No, I'm not one of those people. Sorry. I remembered the song. Please play. Come on. Be nice. I like music at night. Please, pretty, pretty, please, internet, be nice to me. Oh my god, and the song I was just talking about is going to be playing, like, a little bit down, too. Come on. I'm trying to get my internet to work. I'm sorry, you guys. Loud ass cars and their loud ass shit. Does it mean it's gonna play? Come on. Please? Oh, come on. Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? Fuck you, Wi-Fi. No! Okay, fuck this. Sorry, I'm gonna pause. No, I'm not gonna pause because last time I paused, I fucked it up. Okay.
Oh, really? You couldn't reach Google Play? You have to reload the page?
Turn the Wi-Fi off. I'm really annoyed at my fucking computer right now. So, no, I don't really enjoy the smell of gasoline. Weird thing about me. Just smell of manure, but I think that's because my dad was, like, a gardener for a cool sack. And sometimes he'd come home smelling manure, and I associate that smell with, like, my dad coming home and, you know, being all nice and shit and childhood memories. Or I'm just a freak that likes how manure smells, I guess. I don't know. What's wrong with me? Oh, God, where am I? Okay. We're on question 20. 48 minutes. I hope you guys really do enjoy listening to me crap babble on. Otherwise, you're just gonna not be into this. It's more fun when Marbles is here because we laugh more and we're, like, screeching our laughter. Everything's more fun when she's around. I love her. I'm gonna tell her right now that I love her. Well, after this. This is, like, I have sent this song to dudes because they just think it's okay to call me when they're drunk, and I'm like, no, stop. Tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes. Decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 a.m, and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls, and to my message you reply. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Oh my god. Funny segue. There was this dude that I was recently sleeping with that I'm not anymore because of what he did. And it was this. He drunk called me at 3 a.m. Oh no, was it 3 a.m.? It's like closer to now. I just gotten home from this nightclub that my dad was performing at. And And I was posting a lot of Instagram shit because I was a little bit tipsy. My dad was kind enough to buy me some alcohol. He's just like, here, sweetie, thanks for coming out. And I'm like, aw, pops, it's my pleasure. Keep them coming, barkeep, thanks. Oh, I felt so bad. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Bow down. Bow down. So yeah, so he calls me. I'm posting a lot of Instagram crap, and he followed me on Instagram. I blocked him. Fuck him. And... oh god, I'm sorry, I'm stretching. You said you gotta be up in the morning, gonna have an early night. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Okay. So he drunk calls me, and I can't really understand anything, because I think... oh yeah, I got stoned. I got, like, really, really stoned, too. So I was too high. I was... any of my fellow stoners out there, you guys ever get so high that you can't bear anyone to touch you? Like, it's just too much. It's sensory overload. That's where I went. I was at a fucking... at a 9. I was in a sweater. I was wrapped in a blanket. I was freezing my tits off. And I didn't want anyone to touch me. And he calls me. And I can't really concentrate on what he's saying. He's at a party. And all I understand towards the end is just like, so can I come pick you up? And I'm just like, no, sorry. And this dude's clearly drunk. And that was strike one. Drunk driving is not cool, first off. I'm not, no fucking thanks. Third off, and he just hung up. And I thought that was so fucking rude, and I'm just like, I told him, I was like, I'm sorry, like, I'm stuck at home, because I was babysitting too. Well, not babysitting, but I was like holding down the fort. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't really fucking go. I got this song's every scene of me. You guys, seriously, listen to this. I would do anything for you, Foster the People. Off Torches, please listen to this if you love me. I don't know, I'm pretty sure none of you out there love me. But if you like me and you like my voice, listen to the song. Just needed to hear that. So I thought that was just so fucking rude, and I just, like, after that, I was like, he hit me up a few more times, and I was like, you know what, pass. And then he started getting, like, really mean, and he would, like, text me some stupid ass shit. So I was like, okay, block him on everything, fuck this. I'm a fucking grown ass woman. I don't have time to deal with the fucking a supposedly adult man that can't fucking handle rejection. I'm out, thanks. Okay. 20. Ooh la la, I'm falling in love, and it's better this time than never before. Ooh la la, I've fallen in love, and it's better this time than I've ever known. When it comes to the placement of your partner's hands during sex, rate these from least arousing to most arousing. Your hair, digging their nails into your back, holding your hands, swinging your ass, grabbing onto your shoulders, legs, fingers in your mouth. Whew! Got a thing for fingers in the mouth. Especially if, like, we're doing dogging. That's just fucking hot. So, least arousing. Grabbing onto my shoulders / legs. I mean, unless they're, like, really fucking going at it. In which case, that's... spanking my ass, I guess, would be number... no. Hands in my hair. Like, pulling my hair. That's... I don't know, what is it? I mean... no, I do know what it is. I really like it when people fucking play with my hair. So, it would be hands in my hair. Then it would be holding your hands. Because, like... I don't know. Because it's like a nice way of, like, pinning your hands down. And then it'd be digging their nails into your back. And then fingers in your mouth, and then grabbing onto your shoulders / legs. Fingers in your mouth is, like, second to last, because it's only very rarely. I mean, unless we're doing, like, some really hardcore stuff. But if it's, like, regular missionary shit, then I'm like, what are you doing? Someone you've never met before comes up to you asking if you're that person from GWA, as your voice sounds suspiciously similar to someone who posts on there. Do you choose to give yourself away? alternately, if someone asks if you'd heard about this little place on the internet called Gone Wild Audio, do you confirm or deny? Deny, deny, denial. Any 21 Pilots people out there? T.O.P., what up? Such a fucking loser. Oh, man. I don't know. I've never met before. No, I think I'd deny it. I don't want, like, anyone to, like, be disappointed, I guess. I don't want to ruin whatever image you guys have of me. I guess you guys are very much, you guys are probably really nice. You probably imagine me as, like, someone else, so. So, I guess I would deny. But if someone asked if I'd heard about, like, Gone Wild Audio, I'd be like, oh, yeah, like, some favorite posters there. They're, like, so hot. Or the things they say are so hot. Actually, some of you guys are actually really fucking hot. Fucking props to you. You're hot. You got nice. Never mind. I'm not gonna go any further than that. Your current best friend, yes, that best friend, confesses to you that they're in love with you. How do you respond? Would you find it easy to continue your friendship with them if you didn't feel the same way? Okay, first off, I'm not this bitch's type. So, I'd be like, bitch, stop fucking playing. Shut up. You're so funny. Oh my god, let's get fucked up. Let's go fucking out. Let's go fuck shit up. Get away from me. oh god. Would I find it easy to continue a friendship with them if I didn't feel the same way? Well, yeah. I mean, as long as they don't feel like they have a problem with it. I mean, I still love them and I would want them to be happy in any way I want, in any way they can, and hopefully they feel that way about me. And even I think knowing that you love some, or I think not being mad about being the reason for someone's happiness is, you know, is something that we should all do. Like, not like if I can't have you, no one can, and then bam, murder. But more like I'm happy if you're happy, you know? So, yeah. Even if it didn't feel the same way. But I'd be like, bitch, what kind of shit are you on? Like, did you fucking have an acid trip that went wrong? Like, you're not in love with me. I know you're not. Fuck off. What are some occupations you wanted to have as a kid? Ooh, let's start. I want to be a policeman. But now I'm woke, so no. Policewoman, I guess. It's 2017. I should be using more gender inclusive words. Winter Ovester. Anyone get that reference? Making little dumbass references. A teacher, a writer, because you know, I was young and I thought anyone could make money writing, I guess. Because I thought my talent was special. Wanted to be a teacher for a really long time, like a really, really long time. What else did I want to be? A scientist, geologist, be more specific. I was a nerdy kid. Paleontologist, archaeologist. Take a picture you could never recreate, write a song. I don't know the word. I didn't know the word for this, but I remember wanting to be a park ranger. I didn't know what a fucking park ranger was from, like, in fucking elementary school, so. So that's what I wanted to be. Writer and teacher, though, those are the ones that, like, that were the driving forces. Do you consider yourself a grown-up? Do you think there is a set of grown-up age where someone is expected to have their life together? Fuck no. Do I consider myself a grown-up? I mean, legally I am. 21, I mean, I pretty much do whatever. I mean, I guess I think once I hit 25 and I'm allowed to rent a rental car, that's when I'll be like, yes, I've made it. I am an adult, this is it. I don't think there's a set grown-up age. I think you can still be a mess at any fucking point in your life. Motorcycles just love to go past my open window too, you guys. I don't know if you guys have noticed. If you listen to any of my recent audios, you probably have. I don't know, man. I still feel I don't think you ever really grow up. So I think somewhere there's still that little, 15-year-old that's got some horrible acne and just doesn't know how to talk to girls in there or whatever, you know? I'm not saying that's me. I'm just throwing out a generic example for dudes and like for girls, like you're always gonna be that like 16-year-old or something, you know? I was like really specific for the dude example and not for the women. I'm the worst. Which first date would you prefer? A movie at home, cuddles, and a homemade dinner? Or a movie at the theater cinema and a fancy schmancy dinner? Movie at home, mostly because I'm kind of a whore and I almost always put out on the first date. So. Actually, to anyone that puts out on the first date, you're not a whore. I just like to make fun of myself. I'm sorry. I don't want anyone to be hurt by the things I say. And also, I just kind of want to know like if the person can cook. So bone app the teeth, am I right? And I'm just saying memes now. Jesus Christ. Okay, you know what? To go back to 24. No, I don't consider myself a grown up. But I don't know. Maybe at the theater sounds cool. I'd love to go to a play or something, then get some nice food, wear a nice dress up, you know, improvise a sexy scene right now, or just say how your day was. Okay, I'm gonna do both. God, am I fucking? Do I have any juice left in the brain? Do I? Take it in. All the thoughts where we've been. Take a full thought to what we've been. I'm making a playlist for a friend of mine, cause he doesn't. He didn't listen, or like I was like saying. I was like naming these bands, and he was like, I'm not really that into them. And I'd like send him songs. And anyways, he needs to have better taste, or he doesn't. He has a really good taste in music, but I just wanted to like show him other cool songs. This is like the last question, so I'm gonna just. Oi. Oof. No, I don't wanna do that. Okay. Yes, I love the song. Are you mine? Alright. Okay, I got it. I got it. No, I don't got it. Chasing Island, dun, 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 dun. I'm telling you guys, it is disgusting how much I love Alex Turner. That weird little pasty, scrawny bastard. Oh, God. I would let him do anything to me, actually. I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, alright. What he says, are you mine? Well, are you mine? I hope you guys have enjoyed my shitty ass singing. Ugh, no, I can't think of a sex scene. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not good at. Okay, how about I guess I just tell you about a fucking. Yeah, I'm just gonna tell you guys about my day. I'm sorry, I thought I could do it. I can't. I'm sorry to disappoint you all. I don't know what's so fucking hot about his fucking voice. Oh my fucking God. Fucking Alex. Okay, fucking Alex Turner. Just, that's my sex scene. Fucking him after a concert. Please let him be single this time too. That's not a scene. That's just a fucking hope. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. Actually, you know what? My day was pretty good. I woke up like way too fucking early this morning, and I woke up to and by way too fucking early, I mean I like woke up at 3:30, and I woke up to like someone saying filthy things, and I was just like, oh, well then I'm not going to sleep for another hour at the very least. And then I did end up going to sleep, and I was like, no, I want to keep sexting you. So that was like a great start to my day, even if it was a little too early. And then I went back to sleep and I woke up and I watched a series of unfortunate events with my sister and did a lot of cleaning today. Oh my God. My sister got me a new book. It's Son of a Witch. It's the sequel to Wicked. And I'm really stoked. I'm really stoked to read it because I really liked reading Wicked. What else? Oh my god, I had a really good lunch. I had this like really dank ass veggie soup. It had like spinach and squash and tomatoes and oh, all that goodness. Oh, potatoes. Here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, alright. One of these days, are you mine? Are you mine? Yeah, and then I had leftover pizza from yesterday for dinner because I was lazy and I was like, I don't want to eat it. And that was a really good pizza. It was like pan pizza. And I'm sorry that this is probably going to disgust some of you, but it had mushrooms and banana pepper on it, and that was it. Because I was not feeling meat today. Your girl was just not feeling it. Well, I wasn't feeling it yesterday, which I guess didn't translate into meat. I did not feel it today. Phoenix is such a good band, too. Like, yeah. What else? Earlier, I was like, I put on some music and I was just dancing in like my sports bra and my fucking and my leggings, and it was great. Like, but like legit dancing, you guys. Like, I was pretty fucking tired by the end of it. I was like, oh my god, my goddamn, what did Marble say? Hip flexors? Is that what it is? I don't know, but I was like, oh my god, I should be stretching more. And I got to talk to someone I haven't talked to in like a few days, so that was dope. And I listened to, who was it? It was, oh my god, I think I still have the page open. I do. And I listened to Baby Peach Fuzz ramble about Harry Potter. And I fucking love Harry Potter. And she was stoned. So made it so much better. And so she's really funny. And she's like really insightful. And now I'm answering this. So I'm pretty fucking happy. Oh, I'm working on my friend's birthday present. So hopefully she doesn't fucking listen to this and know. But I think she's gonna like it. So I've been working on that all day, on and off too. Not easily offended. I finally walked my dog for like the first time in forever because it's been fucking pouring for longer than like a 10-minute walk. Like recently, because it's been raining and it's so cold, he just pees, he poops, and he immediately goes back home. Even if I pick him up and I walk down, he's small, so I can pick him up. And usually when he does these little shit-ass tantrums, I'm like, okay, well, fuck you. I'm going to walk all the way down to the block. I'm going to put you down. And if you don't walk, I'm going to do it again. And you're going to do this. We're going to do this until you fucking walk. And some days it was just too cold to fucking bother with that. And I was like, okay, buddy, you fucking win. We're going to go back inside. And I felt really bad because he's a very energetic dog. And I felt really bad. But all he really seemed to do, or all he really seemed to be into in this cold weather, but some of you are gonna be like, it's not even that cold, and I know it's not that cold, but fuck off. Or like I say to my dogs when I'm mad, feck off. Guys got to hear that was terrible. So we managed to walk our usual route, which used to be fucking, it's a mile and a half, and then we come, what, it's a mile and a, it's no it's 2 miles it's 2 miles and is it 2 miles or something? Okay, I need to fucking check this time. Ooh, I need to check this next time. And so that was really, really dope because I haven't been able to do that in a while. And we're just walking and I was listening to music and it was just nice overall. It was nice to be out with my dog. It was nice to breathe in that cold air. Nice to look at the ominous clouds that are scurrying away from us now. It was nice to, you know, just nice to go outside and experience the day. Experience the end of the day, I should say, because I like to walk around sunset because that's when all the colors are pretty. I call it pastel o'clock because the sky looks like pastel candy skies or something, you know. I like a really ridiculous, flowery, poetic language. So that was my day. It was actually really fucking dope. And when my sister left, I did not finish or did not keep watching A Series of Unfortunate Events, but she's going to watch with her boyfriend. So I'm going to watch too because fuck that. How dare she not keep the show just for us? No. And I don't know, hopefully I get to meet tomorrow. And I go dancing with my bestie. Seriously, though, we danced for, like, 3 hours straight last time. It was nuts. We woke up the next morning. I slept over. I woke up, and I look over to her, and I'm like, ow! Okay, so, oh, walking on a dream. I guess that's my cue to go to sleep. Empire of the Sun, y'all, come on. I hate that the song was in a commercial. So, I hope you guys have enjoyed this hour 10 fucking questionnaire. This came out way longer than I wanted it to. Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. But yeah, this was Baby Petals Deep Flower Questionnaire. And I hope you guys have wonderful mornings. Or if you're listening to this at night, I hope you guys have sweet dreams and restful sleep. May your mornings be filled with your favorite breakfast food and your ideal breakfast drink. And may you all have wonderful days. So, okay. This is Growls signing off. So, good night, my loves.